out there and welcome to the Gold Digger. We are youths, we are teenagers, we are old people, women and men that strive to make a better part of ourselves shine. We are the Gold Diggers. And on today's episode, which is obviously like the first episode of the Gold Digger, we'll be talking about sleeping tips and the best ways to improve your sleeping. You see, they say take care of your body and it will reward you. Your body is like a temple. You have to take care of it. The more you make it fit, like when you eat natural healthy foods, it rewards you. When you do workouts, it rewards you. And sleep is among the very important parts of human. It's a part where our bodies need to relax and your mind grows. I mean, your brain cells grows and all that. So today we're going to talk about the best tips to improve your sleep routine and to help you to be very productive throughout the day. So hang on. So sleeping is among the most important routines in human life. It's, as I said, the time when our bodies relax and we need to take breaks. And a normal human being needs to have at least of maximum 8 hours of sleep. Although this usually vary with maybe age groups or whatever physical activity one does. But all in all, we have to remember that sleeping is very vital. And most of us have very great sleeping routines, but that is not the same to everyone, the 7 billion people in the world. Some have sleeping problems that could usually develop into chronic sleeping disorders. These issues with sleeping problems are very common that people don't even realize they have. Having sleeping problems or having problems staying awake during the daytime, not getting enough sleep, being sleepy all the time, it's just one among those sleeping problems. So today we're gonna talk about the 4 most common sleeping disorders, and then later on we're gonna see how you can improve your sleeping routine, helping you to be very productive a day, also help to nourish your body and your mind, and also helping you physically, emotionally and everything. So let's start. The first one is insomnia. This is by far the most common type of sleeping disorders. People with insomnia face problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. This group has problems sleeping even when they are so tired. Like they have to have something else to help them sleep. They just don't sleep that easily as every one of us does. The second one is sleep apnea. People with this disorder have their airways blocked at night. They face problems breathing at night. And the main symptoms include snoring, lack of sleep, shortness of oxygen in the brain, extreme headaches, lack of energy, and daytime sleepiness. Imagine going to your lecture and you're all sleepy, or you're working in your dream job and you can't even stay productive because you're all sleepy and like you're out of energy. So that's what people with sleep apnea face. The third one, and one of the most craziest, is narcolepsy. This is an extreme sleep disorder where people have irresistible daytime sleepiness, increased body weakness, and nap attacks. And if you didn't know, nap attacks is when you sleep with no warning. People with narcolepsy just don't get enough sleep. The fourth one, it's restless leg syndrome. People suffering from this condition have an uncontrollable desire to move legs at night. They become uncomfortable and that makes it difficult to fall asleep. If you're still wondering why we are talking about these disorders, is that you got to remember that having sleeping disorders does affect your productivity. It does not only affect your productivity, it might end up affecting your emotional, social life, and even your romantic life. spending the day feeling tired can also affect your studies, whether you're a student, or can affect your work. So let's get to it. Now, this is what you can do to improve your sleep-wake cycle, what you should do. Most of the time, we get these sleeping disorders because of our own lifestyle and what we always do that we don't know that is affecting us, but it does. So this is what you should do from now on. First, have a strict sleep routine. Go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. This will help your brain maintain the sleep-wake cycle. Second, create a favorable sleeping environment, such as turning off lights, keeping a cool bedroom, and a comfortable bed. Third, take a warm bath before sleep. Having a warm bath helps to cool the body and makes it easier to fall asleep. Fourth, avoid screens just before bed, be it your computer, your tablet, or your smartphone. These gadgets come with blue lights that suppresses the sleep hormone known as melatonin. That's making it harder for you to sleep. Yeah, I know this one is hard, but yeah, we've got to do it. The fifth is making you relax. You can do things like praying or meditating or reading a book or doing the breathing exercise. Whatever helps you to calm down and relax, it will also help you to sleep faster. Sixth, try a pre-sleeping ritual. Something that you always do before going to sleep, such as maybe drawing, writing, reading books, or listening to calm music, if that works for you. Seventh, exercise frequently, at least 5 minutes every day. You could try some helpful apps to help you with working out. But one thing to remember is don't ever exercise just before bedtime. Number eight, food. Never go to bed on an empty stomach. You will not sleep. But you should also avoid heavy meals just before bed. You could have your dinner maybe an hour or two just before bed. Also avoid having a lot of liquids during the night. This will reduce the risk of disrupting your sleep just for visiting the latrines. If you still can't sleep, don't stay in bed daydreaming, because you could spend hours there. What you have to do is you can get out of bed, do something quiet and boring. This is going to bore your mind and you're going to finally feel sleepy again. And when that happens, just get back to bed, get comfortable, take deep breaths, relax, and sleep. The other best way to improve your sleep is to be conscious with what you eat. Food has a very large impact on our bodies and our whole well-being. So I have a list of foods that is going to help to improve your sleep. First is iron-containing foods. Iron helps in transporting oxygen to the body, including the brain and muscles. Thus, it's going to help you to be energetic during the daytime, and that's helping you to be sleepy during the night and help to transport oxygen to the brain. Such foods include liver, sardines, eggs, beef, and apples. Second, magnesium-containing food. Magnesium is known to release tension, thus helping you to get to bed easier. Such foods include green vegetables, whole grains, fish, and beans. Third, vitamin D containing foods. Vitamin D improves your sleep quantity, so make sure to have generous amount of time on the sun, and also fish, eat a lot of fish. Then vitamin B containing foods, these include bananas, cooked spinach, potatoes, milk, nuts, yogurt, sardines, and avocados. Also, these food contain a lot of calcium and potassium. These three are important in the production of sleep hormone known as melatonin. So when you have a lot of vitamin B, calcium, and potassium, I mean the right amount from these food substances, they are going to help to produce the sleep hormone known as melatonin, and thus help you to sleep even easier. One thing to remember is that a good night's sleep is important for your health, for the health of your brain and body, ensuring that you have a successful and productive day. Also, make sure you have at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep. One thing else to remember is don't spend a lot of time on the bed, because what matters is the quantity and not the quality. What matters is the quality and not the quantity. And if you find this podcast has been very helpful to you, please, please, please share it as much as you can. But also, you can visit our website, The Gold Digger, and don't forget to tune in and subscribe for more podcasts from us. With love, see ya!